Welcome to Right vs. Left News, your daily briefing on the stories that matter, told from both sides of the aisle. I'm your AI host, Chris, and each day I bring you the most important political and cultural news, with perspectives from conservative and progressive voices. No spin, no agenda, just the facts and the opinions that shape our national conversation. Let's dive in. It's Tuesday, June 9th, 2026, and here's what we're watching. First, the Pentagon expands its list of Chinese companies it says support Beijing's military, adding big names like Alibaba and Baidu. Second, voters in Maine, Nevada, South Carolina, and North Dakota head to the polls in closely watched primaries that will shape November. Third, a federally commissioned study says Americans should limit themselves to one drink a day, clashing with the Trump administration's recent dietary guidance. Fourth, a new analysis finds fewer women in senior roles during Trump's second term. And fifth, President Trump was loudly booed at Madison Square Garden during Game 3 of the NBA Finals, igniting a fresh debate where culture and politics meet. Major outlets, including the Washington Post, Axios, and Fox News, are tracking these stories. Before we jump into today's stories, a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by FamilyGPT, the AI chat platform actually designed for kids. If your children are curious about ChatGPT but you're worried about what they might see, FamilyGPT gives you full parental controls, content filtering, and the ability to align responses with your family's values, whether Christian, Muslim, Jewish, secular, and many more. Monitor every conversation, set usage limits, and let your kids explore AI safely. No ads, no data selling, complete privacy. Sign up free at FamilyGPT.chat.
Thanks to our sponsors for supporting Right vs. Left News. Now let's get to the headlines. Here's what happened. The Pentagon updated its list of Chinese military companies, a designation that is not a sanction, but often comes before tighter US scrutiny. Newly added are internet giants Alibaba and Baidu, EV maker BYD, networking brand TP-Link, and others. The move follows last month's Trump and Xi summit and signals Washington's intent to keep pressure on Chinese tech even as high-level talks continue, according to the Washington Post. China's embassy in Washington condemned the step as an abuse of national security powers, while Alibaba and Baidu called the accusations baseless. From the right, China hawks argue the update is overdue and fits broader efforts by Congress and the administration to curb military tech fusion, from supply chain bans to investment screening. Conservative coverage highlights legislation and investigations aiming to reduce U.S. exposure to firms linked to Beijing's military. Some right-leaning analysts caution that sweeping export controls can backfire unless the U.S. also accelerates domestic innovation, warning that overly broad curbs could hand fast-moving AI markets to China. From the left, center-left outlets note that the list carries reputational and market risks, but does not by itself block commerce. They flag possible fallout for consumers if popular brands face new restrictions, and they emphasize pairing security steps with diplomacy to keep trade channels stable, since companies on this list often become targets for export controls or procurement bans later. Voters in four states are casting primary ballots today. In Maine's high-profile Senate race, Democrat Graham Platner and Republican Senator Susan Collins are expected to secure their party nominations, but the focus is on how Platner addresses recent controversies as he pivots to November. Nevada, South Carolina, and North Dakota also hold primaries testing Trump's clout and setting key matchups for governor, Senate, and House. From the right, conservative coverage frames today as another test of Trump-endorsed candidates, especially in South Carolina, and notes that Republican turnout patterns in states like Nevada could preview enthusiasm heading into the midterms. It also points to election security themes surfacing in late-stage GOP messaging. From the left, progressives see openings in states like Maine and Nevada if Democrats can unify after the primaries and keep the focus on abortion access, health costs, and housing. They're aiming for a clean, controversy-free night to build momentum and fundraising for Senate and governor fights. There's also new research on alcohol. A federally commissioned study out today recommends that Americans cap intake at one drink per day, finding that health risks rise after a single daily drink, and that even moderate levels carry higher risks for cancer and heart disease. Researchers say the report was sidelined during the Trump administration's recent update of U.S. dietary guidelines, which loosened alcohol language. health officials respond that the guidelines considered multiple sources of evidence and that the study was not ignored. From the right, skeptics warn about ever-shifting nanny state rules and argue that individual responsibility plus clear labeling is preferable to stricter federal limits. Industry voices say the 2025 to 2030 dietary guidelines already rest on a broad evidence base and warn that overly aggressive limits could hurt restaurants, brewers, and distillers. From the left, progressive commentators point to years of public health data suggesting no truly safe level of alcohol, urging agencies to align guidance with the one drink a day recommendation and to resist industry lobbying. We'll be right back with more of today's news after this brief message.
This episode is brought to you by FamilyGPT, the AI chat platform actually designed for kids. If your children are curious about ChatGPT but you're worried about what they might see, FamilyGPT gives you full parental controls, content filtering, and the ability to align responses with your family's values. Whether Christian, Muslim, Jewish, secular, and many more. Monitor every conversation, set usage limits, and let your kids explore AI safely. No ads, no data selling, complete privacy. Sign up free at familygpt.chat.
Thanks again to our sponsors. Now back to the news. Inside the administration, women occupy fewer senior roles in Trump's second term. A Washington Post review finds a smaller share of Senate-confirmed appointees are women compared with both Trump's first term and Biden's term to this point, and that every cabinet-level departure so far has been a woman with men named to replace them. The White House says appointments are based on merit and results, not identity. From the right, some conservative advocates argue that top-tier confirmation fights are uniquely brutal for right-leaning women, discouraging candidates from serving. They add that women can lead powerfully outside government, and that simply counting cabinet seats is a narrow metric. The White House also points to history-making firsts on the team, including Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. From the left, progressives say representation matters, that a government reflecting the country's diversity makes better decisions, and warn that fewer women in senior posts can shape policy priorities and workplace culture. Good government groups argue that drawing on different backgrounds improves performance and service to the public. And at Madison Square Garden, politics met pop culture. President Trump attended Game 3 of the NBA Finals on Monday night and was met with loud boos when he appeared on the big screen, according to the Washington Post. Security measures tied to the visit also forced the cancellation of outdoor watch parties around the arena, sparking debate over presidential access and the fan experience. From the right, coverage emphasizes that the crowd reaction was mixed, with both cheers and boos, and highlights Whoopi Goldberg's unexpected on-air defense of Trump's presence as a longtime Knicks fan, arguing sports should transcend politics. Some conservative commentators say the uproar shows blue city hostility to the president rather than a national mood. From the left, center-left coverage focused on the booing itself and the disruption, arguing that presidential appearances at marquee events often turn into security theater that crowds out ordinary fans and that the optics matter politically in Trump's home city. Quick recap. The Pentagon's China list widens. Four state primaries test party strength. A new study pushes a tighter alcohol guideline. A review finds fewer women in top jobs under Trump. And the NBA Finals became a flashpoint in the culture wars. We'll keep tracking how policy, politics, and everyday life keep colliding. And we'll be back tomorrow with what moves next. That's it for today's episode of Right vs. Left News. Remember, understanding both sides isn't about picking a team. It's about being informed. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and join us tomorrow for another balanced look at the day's biggest stories. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.